Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Continuing on the chapter, or continuing with the chapter on the prohibition of backbiting and the command to safeguard the tongue. As we've been explaining, that this tongue Allah Ta'ala has given us is a very, very great ni'mat. And this great ni'mat can actually be a means of us entering Jannah, or this great ni'mat can be a means of us going into the fire of Jahannam. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on many occasions, Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam warned on the misuse of the tongue. Yesterday we did a hadith that a servant utters a word that pleases Allah Ta'ala and he does not even realize it, due to which Allah Ta'ala elevates his ranks. And a servant utters a word that angers Allah Ta'ala and he does not even realize it, due to which he falls into the fire of Jahannam. And the hadith is saying he utters one word. So that shows us how careful we have to be about our speech in general. When we are speaking, be very careful what we are speaking. What I am speaking, is it correct? Is it the right thing to say? Is there any benefit in what I am saying? And if there isn't any benefit, or we are unsure if there is benefit, there is good, there is harm, we can see both potentials in what we are saying, then the better thing to do is to remain silent at that time. This is completely different to where a person now is in a situation where guna is taking place, sin is taking place, and now this person has to stop the guna, or he has to speak out against the guna. That is different. Here we're talking about just general speech. Person is talking, the general speech, and now he wants to say something, but this words he's not sure, he's not careful about what he say, what he's going to say. So the better thing for him to do is to keep quiet. Person who keeps quiet, there won't be anything for him to regret. Person who speaks, there's always the potential that he may regret. Why did I speak? Why did I open my mouth on this occasion? The best thing for me to do would have been to keep quiet. So today's hadith, عن سفيان بن عبد الله رضي الله عنه قال قلت يا رسول الله حدثني بأمر أعتصم به قال قل ربي الله ثم استقم قلت يا رسول الله ما أخوف ما تخاف علي فأخذ بلسان نفسه ثم قال هذا رواه الترمذي وقال حديث حسن صحيح. Hazrat Sufyan ibn Abdullah radiyallahu anhu narrates that I said, or I asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me something which I could hold on to. Now look at the thinking of Sahaba. In their question also will give you an indication of what the mindset of Sahaba was. So here he's asking that, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, tell me something which I could hold on to. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that say these words. What words? قُرْ رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ. Say, رَبِّيَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيمُ. That say, my sustainer is Allah, then remain steadfast. My sustainer is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, thereafter you remain steadfast. In other words, remain steadfast on iman. So this sahabi says, I thereafter asked, O Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is the thing which you fear the most for me? What is the thing that you fear the most for me? Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held his tongue and said, This is the thing that I fear most for you. Now imagine, out of all the things Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam held onto his tongue, and he explained that I fear this the most. What does he tell us? This tongue is something that can get a person into a lot of problems, a lot of trouble. Or like we explained just now, the tongue is the thing that can get a person closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In one ayat, Allah Ta'ala mentions, إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَ اللَّهُ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. This first part of the advice Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam gave the Sahabi, Sufyan ibn Abdullah. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, say, رَبِّي اللَّهُ. In other words, my Rabb is Allah. ثُمَّ اسْتَقِيم. Thereafter remain steadfast. So what is the benefit of this first part of the advice? One ayat of the Quran, Allah Ta'ala explained that those people that say this, that our Rabb is Allah, Rabbi Allah, our Rabb is Allah, in other words, they saying these words and they remaining steadfast upon it, the reward that Allah Ta'ala will give these first people is تَتَنَزَّلُ عَلَيْهِمُ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحْزَنُوا. That the malaika, the angels shall descend upon them at the time of maut, when everyone is worried, when everyone is in a situation where his mind sometimes is not there, shaitan is there at play, condition at mort is something that's not an easy thing to Not an easy thing to experience, but for those people that remain steadfast, they believed in Allah, they remain steadfast, this is the virtue. The malaika descend upon them at the time of death. Allah takhafu, they do not fear. Wala tahzanu, do not grieve. Ulama explain this word. Allah takhafu means that do not fear any of the stages to come. In other words, do not fear the future journey of yours. Allah takhafu, whatever you're going to experience now on, there's nothing for you to fear. Wala tahzanu, there's nothing for you to grieve of whatever you're leaving behind. This is the time of death. It's a beautiful scene. Malaika coming in front, and do not, they're giving them glad tidings. Don't worry what's going to happen behind. There's nothing for you to grieve. Normally you think that the person will be grieving at that time because he's leaving everything and he's going. Here the malaika are telling him, there's nothing for you to grieve as far as the past is concerned, as far as what you're leaving behind is concerned, and as far as your future journey, your onward journey, there's absolutely nothing for you to fear. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوعَدُونَ. They go on to say that rejoice, be happy about the Jannat that you have been promised. The Jannat is about, you're about to reach this Jannat. Be happy about this Jannat that you're about to reach. What a beautiful, beautiful glad tidings to receive at the time of death, where you're getting an entourage of malaika, beautiful malaika, there to receive you, and they're giving you these glad tidings at that time when a person is most afraid. At that time, the malaika come and they give him these beautiful glad tidings. Allah Ta'ala make us from amongst those that receive these glad tidings. So it's not a small thing. This first part of the hadith, Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam telling the sahabi, say, Rabbi Allah, my Rabb is Allah. Day after, remain firm. And then the second part of the hadith, he asked Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam, what is the thing that you fear the most for me? Nabi sallallahu alaihi wasallam held his tongue and he said this, let us also bring the second part in our lives. In other words, we are very, very careful of what we speak. The tongue is the most dangerous of the bodily organs because it moves very easily and it never tires. In addition, many evils arise from the tongue, and if it is left unrestricted, it causes great damage to oneself and great damage to others. May Allah Pa give us all the tawfiq for making amal. Subhanallah bihamdi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Subhana rabbika rabbil izzati amma yasifun. والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين.